My name is Carlos Alberto Parreira. I was one of the physical trainers of the Brazilian team of 1970 in the World Cup in Mexico. That is considered one of the best teams in the world so far. Every World Cup for the Brazilian people is very special, and especially that one. We have lost in 1966. We had a lot of troubles in Brazil with the players, with the press, especially for Pelé. They were considering him finished. He could not play anymore. And that World Cup, he meant that he wants to be one of the best players in the field. We start our preparation middle of February. It was needed because we realized that we had the best players in the world. Technically, they were super players, but physically, we were not able to maintain a 90 minutes moving. So we want them fit to impose the technique, not only in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but through all the game. And this was very true because OMS, Organization for Health, they came there and they made the investigation prior to the World Cup, physical investigation with all the teams. And they announced before the World Cup that the Brazilian team was the most physically fit team in the competition. And it proved in the ground. Out of the 19 goals we scored, 12 of them were in the second half after the 20 minutes of the game. On the morning of the final, we had a wake-up call at 8 o'clock in the morning. We had like breakfast. And then around 9 o'clock, the team talk with the players, and we had the night before a very important conversation with the player, a team lecture, showing the videotapes and movies about the Italian team. And Gerson said after the game, "We won the game the night before." So the ambience in the day of the game was very relaxed. I remember walking down from the hotel to the bus. Carlos Alberto, which has my same name of myself, was the captain of the team. I was younger than him. I was only 27. He touched my shoulder and said, "Boy, don't worry. You look so nervous, but don't worry. We have a beautiful team here. They have no chance against us. We're going to win the game easily." We normally arrive in the dressing room 1.5 hours before. Pelé had a very special way to relax before the game. He took a corner, a bench. He lay down, puts his legs up, and stand there in completely eyes closed, relaxing way for 20 minutes, just giving everybody a full confidence that he was okay. Everything about Pelé is special within the grounds. Outside the ground, he was a very normal person. He never wants any privileges, and the players respect him a lot. They call him the king. They never call him Pelé. They call him the king. We start very confident in the game. As far as I remember, we opened the score sheet, and then we make a big mistake on the back. We allowed the Italian team to equalize, but we never lost the control of the game. In the second half, the game was one-side game. Brazil very fit, very confident. The Italian could not follow us anymore. They were almost finished. And the game finished in a super way with the brilliance of the fourth goal from Carlos Alberto. We start on the left side. We touched the ball many times and finished with a very nice assistance from Pelé to Carlos Alberto. And that was the crowning of the whole thing. In the dressing room, everybody was so happy, shouting, screaming, crying, smiling. But the great thing was in Brazil, when we got back in Brazil. We could never imagine in our wildest dream that how the people will react to this celebration. First, we went to Brasilia. We were received by the president of Brazil in that time. We had lunch with him. The people were wild in Rio, waiting for us. We arrived Rio late in the evening. We had a parade from the airport to Copacabana for almost 8-9 hours. For you to have an idea, in that day, there were so many people in the street, so many people in the hotel. I could not meet my girlfriend, my brother, my mother. I only met them 7 o'clock in the morning. There were so many people that it went huge, out of control. It was nice. I would like to be in that position again ever and ever and ever.